The next patient is Jan Durua. The last name is D like in Delta, U, R like in Roger, I like in Roger, U like in uniform, A, Durua. Jan, J-A-N. This is an 82-year-old male that has a history of diabetes. The diabetes has a compromised the kidney. The patient has a serum creatinine that is oscillated between 1.5 and 1.8 milligrams per cent. And he has a microalbumin creatinine ratio that is 120. This CKD has been stable. The main concern could be that the lack of following the diet as recommended and some elevation of the blood sugar with a hemoglobin A1C of 7.6, period. Regarding the kidney condition, the patient remains without any evidence of deterioration. Because of the presence of albuminuria, he might be a candidate for the administration of SGLT2 inhibitors, and we are going to keep close observation in order to make the decision. Following number. The patient has a steatohepatitis with liver cirrhosis and liver cirrhosis decompensation, recently admitted to a hospital because of a sepsis syndrome that needed administration of antibiotics for intravenously for more than 2 weeks. During the hospital stay, the patient had paracentesis. According to the wife, during the hospitalization in August of 2023, more than 4 liters of fluid were removed from the patient. The patient was explained about the need to follow a low sodium diet, the fluid restriction of no more than 40 ounces in 24 hours. And also, get an adequate blood sugar control. The patient understood, and he is going to improve his compliance. At the present time, there are no mental changes, even though the wife claims that the patient was encephalopathic and he has been treated with the administration of lactulose. Following number, the patient has pancytopenia that is followed by Dr. Riaz, R-I-A-Z like in Zulu, at the Florida Cancer Center. Following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. Today's blood pressure 133 over 61. Following number, gout that is remote. We're going to check the uric acid. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. We're going to follow this case in 3 to 4 months. A paragraph we invested in the evaluation, reading the prior of hospitalization and the lab. 10 minutes in the face-to-face, 15 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.